keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone, 'cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong.
Afternoon. I'm Floyd Morgan, one of the pastors here at Christ Community Church, and on behalf of the family, I'd like to thank you for being here as we remember and celebrate the life of Robin Denise Thomason, born March 4, 1958, and passed into the arms of God October 26, 2024. You know, for those of us who knew her well, we celebrate for a few reasons. One, she was a dear friend and so easy to love, but the main one was because we're certain where she is at this moment, and at the end of the day, that's really all that matters. So let's begin our time in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today with heavy hearts, grieving the loss of our dear friend, Robin. We have many questions. We don't understand your timing in this, and we're struggling. We're struggling because we miss her, but we know we can trust you, and so that's what we're doing today. As we remember this precious life, we ask that you would bring a peace and comfort to the family and friends that are in this place. We ask for the joy and the peace that only comes from knowing you, despite the turmoil around us. We pray that each person here would lean into you and find comfort in your arms, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
If I had only known the last time would be the last time, I would have put off all the things I had to do. I would have stayed a little longer, held on a little tighter. Now what I'd give for one more day with you. There's a wound here in my heart where something's missing, and they tell me that it's gonna heal with time. But I know you're in a place where all your wounds have been erased, and knowing yours are healed is healing mine. the only scars in heaven. It won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven are on the hands that hold you now. I know the road you walked was anything but easy. You picked up your share of scars along the way. Oh, but now you're standing in the sun. You fought your fight and your race is run. The pain is all a million miles away. The only scars in heaven, it won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven, yeah, are on the hands that hold you now. Not a day goes by that I don't see you. You live on in all the better parts of me. Until I'm standing with you in the sun, I'll fight this fight and this race I'll run. Until I finally see what you can see. Oh, the only scars in heaven won't belong to me and you. There'll be no such thing as broken, and all the old will be made new. And the thought that makes me smile now, and even as the tears fall down, is that the only scars in heaven on the hands that hold you now.
Good afternoon. My name is Galen Blansett, and I met Robin back in 1990 at St. Joe's. And she's just been a very, very dear friend, and I've known her for 34 years. Robin attended GCU, TCU, and ASU, obtaining her bachelor's and master's degree in social work. She also obtained a master's degree at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. With her seminary degree, she embraced a deep understanding of life's spiritual journey, devoting herself to service, humility, and love. Upon graduation, she worked at the Yuma Hospital for about 1 year, then returning home to Tucson and worked for Via Campana Nursing Home as their primary social worker. In 1989, she started her longtime career with St. Joseph's Hospital. Today we gather to honor the memory of Robin with a compassionate soul whose life was dedicated to serving others. For 33 years, Robin worked as a social worker, devoting her heart and soul to those in need. Her career wasn't just a job. It was a calling that she answered every single day with unwavering commitment and deep empathy. Through countless challenges and moments of heartache, she was a beacon of hope, always striving to bring comfort to the vulnerable, support to the struggling, and a voice to those who felt unheard. Robin embodied the true spirit of social work, always approaching her role with genuine concern and kindness. Whether working with children, families, the elderly, or those facing life's most difficult moments, she was there with an open heart, a listening ear, and an unyielding determination to help. Her dedication wasn't limited to office hours. It extended far beyond, as she often went above and beyond to ensure her patients felt seen, valued, and supported. I had the honor and privilege to work with Robin for over 20 years. She loved her post-it notes, flagging patient charts to doctors to clarify orders, update resource information, or a note to the nurse. Those colorful notes were her signature. Working so close with Robin, I made a nurse out of her, and she made a social worker out of me. Her colleagues often spoke of her grace under pressure, her unending compassion, and her ability to find light even in the darkest situations. She was not just a social worker. She was a friend, a mentor, and a guiding force. Her life reminds us of the incredible impact one person can have when they choose to live with love and purpose. We can carry forward her legacy of compassion, courage, and care. Retiring from St. Joe's in January 2022, Robin continued giving of herself through her church community, family, and friends. Let us honor her memory by continuing to support each other, lift each other up, and find strength in serving others, just as Robin did so selflessly for 66 beautiful years. Rest in peace, Robin. This is not goodbye, but see you later. Your work here is done, but your spirit will remain in our hearts forever. And I'll end with Matthew 25:21. Well done, good and faithful servant. I miss you, my sweet friend.
Please stand together as we sing this song, Rejoice, that proved to be a great encouragement and reminder to Robin in the last 6 months about the importance of rejoicing in the Lord, regardless of our day-to-day circumstance.
Thank you.
Please be seated.
My name's Tim Boyd, and I've been asked to read a few passages of scripture that Robin actually had highlighted in her Bible. I'm guessing lots of highlights in her Bible, but we're going to pick a couple. The first one is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. The second, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But we do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, that you may not grieve as others do who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, through Jesus, God will bring with him those who have fallen asleep. For this we declare to you by the word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. Let's pray together. Father, as we are here today, as Pastor Floyd said, with heavy hearts, we've lost a wife, a daughter, a sister, an aunt, a grandma, and for so many of us, a cherished dear friend. Yet amid our earthly sorrow, we have your heavenly promise that Robin is now being held in your perfect embrace. Lord, heaven has truly gained an angel. And from your word and Robin's profession and faith in you, we will stand by your assurance that Robin is now with you, her Savior, for eternity. I know that you prepared a very special place for her in your kingdom, so we will encourage each other with your words. And going forward with comfort, knowing one day we will be with you and see those that have left before us again. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Lynn Dixon, and Robin and I were best friends, and she was my best friend for 25 years. And as you well know, I miss her dearly right now, but I'm going to read her life story to you. Robin Denise Thomason, 66. She is a beloved spouse of Joe Thomason. She passed away October 26, 2024. And just, it hit me this morning, exactly 4 weeks ago today. So after a courageous battle with cancer, she was preceded in death by her parents, Marvin and Ruth Guider, and her sister, Judy Mayo. She is survived by her husband, Joe, stepdaughter, Samantha, her husband, Patrick, and their two boys, Jackson and Harrison. Her nieces, Kelly Evans and Heather Castor, her cousins, Linda and Ed Hines, and Nancy and Joel Sparkman. Robin was born on March 4th, 1958 at Tucson Medical Center, 16 hours before the love of her life would make his appearance into the world at the same exact hospital. So if you saw the picture in the back, that the caricature was done with the babies in the bassinet and then the bride and groom, that was Robin and Joe. Who would have known that 49 years later, the two of them would meet and fall in love? Robin grew up in Tucson, and she attended Davidson Elementary, Doolin Junior High, and Catalina High School. She loved the outdoors, the mountains, and the many trips that she made with her parents. I know that they traveled quite a bit. And she especially enjoyed the camping trips that she made with her dad when she was younger. And I know that she loved to travel later on in her life. And I know after she retired that Brenda and Pete Olivas and Joe and Robin took several trips together and had lots and lots of fun. And I was looking forward to that when I retire next year, but God had other plans. She was dedicated to her 33-year career as a phenomenal social worker and case manager at St. Joseph's Hospital. She won many awards for her excellence, and she will be missed tremendously by her coworkers. She had a deep love of music and singing and was a longtime member of the choir at Christ Community Church here. I personally remember a concert that we went to at the Pima County Fair, and we had so much fun, but it came the time for us to leave, and the parking lot was horrendous. It took us over 2 hours to get out of the parking lot and get to our homes, and it was way past my friend's bedtime. She was a very early turn-in person, but we did agree at that point we would never do that again. Robin was known for her love, kindness, and generosity to her husband, family, and friends, and her faith and devotion to Christ. We are very grateful that we have had that time with her on earth, and we know that she is now out of pain, and she is in the arms of Jesus. And I would like to end with one of Robin's favorite verses, which was Psalm 46:10. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth."
I can only There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won, and he is risen from the dead, and I will rise when he calls my name. No more sorrow, no eagle's wings before my God.
What beautiful pictures of Robin. Joe, even a couple of those you look good in too. I echo the words of those who have spoken already. Robin is just an amazingly kind, generous, loving individual that we'll all just hold close to our hearts. From the beginning of Robin's illness, both Robin and Joe have been wrestling with God and asking the question, why? You know, sickness and pain almost always leads us to this question because, well, God created us to want to live this life and enjoy what he has given us. And yet I loved what I heard from Joe many times. It was this phrase, God has a plan. Robin and I don't know what it is, but we know he does. This realization can be difficult to arrive at, yet it's very accurate. It's very biblical. In this life, there is so much we will never understand until we enter that permanent and glorious home in heaven forever with our Heavenly Father. But let me tell you what we can know, something that we can be confident of, and that is we can trust God. We can trust God, and we can be confident in his word that he's given us. I want to first establish the fact that Robin is with her Heavenly Father today based on what God tells me through his word, not because she was a trustworthy friend who was kind, wonderful, and saw the best in others. My Bible is so very clear that being an amazing, selfless person in this life has absolutely no bearing on whether we step into eternity with God forever or we walk out of his presence. My Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, for by grace you've been saved through faith, is not of ourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So it's not about the works, the things we can do. It's not about this good person we can be. It's about God's grace and our faith. You might ask what God has saved us from. Well, we have been saved from ourselves because each one of us has done wrong. And it's our sin that separates us from a just and perfect God. Our sin condition was inherited from the beginning of time and is fleshed out on a daily basis in our lives as we do wrong. If you're like me, that happens all the time. My Bible is so very clear. It tells me that all of us have sinned. We've all fallen short of God's perfect standard. Not one of us can stand before a holy God, and all of us will inherit his wrath unless we accept his provision in Jesus Christ. Romans, another book in the Bible, 6:23, tells me, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. See, because of our sin, we deserve separation from God forever. But fortunately, God didn't leave us in this condition. He sent Jesus Christ to cover our payment. As I looked at Robin's Bible, which she had many underlined passages and notes on, we'd be here for a very long time if we even started to read all the different notes and the underlined passages. I got a clear understanding, though, that she recognized that Jesus had delivered her from her sin. One of the passages she had underlined was Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 14. This is how it reads. Giving thanks to God the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, Jesus, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. From this verse, we get a glimpse of Robin's walk with the Lord and also what it means in our lives. As we look at this passage, we come to the realization that for those of us who have chosen to embrace this free gift in Jesus, we find that our Father in heaven has first qualified us to share in an inheritance that's waiting for us with the rest of those that believe in him. In this case, he calls them saints. We qualify because we have accepted Jesus' payment for our sin, thus making us right with God. Secondly, we find that we are qualified for this amazing inheritance because in verse 13, he has delivered us from the domain of darkness and then transferred us to his kingdom of his beloved Son. So there's a transformation process that has taken place. Our belief in Jesus delivers us from experiencing God's wrath and now brings us into his family and into his kingdom. Verse 14, it tells how this was done. This was accomplished through Jesus, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. We've been redeemed. In other words, we've been bought back. And our sins are forgiven, which gives us clear access to a holy God where we have a deep relationship that will never end, that will never fade with time. What I find interesting is that at the top of the following page, Robin had in her Bible, she had this written. She had written, "He guards my identity in him." See, Robin's identity was based in the fact that she was a follower of Jesus Christ. This was who she is. She's a beloved child of the living God. Even through the struggles of her life, she always had been safe in her Father's arms, and now she is in his presence. And this is why we can truly celebrate today when many people, as they pass, you just really can't. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, actually, Tim Boyd, you stole my verse. You must have been looking at my notes earlier. This is one that she had also written down and basically says, "We do not want you to be uninformed, brothers, about those who are asleep, because we do not grieve as others who have no hope." And that was nicely underlined because that's just what she knew. My guess is that through the losses of her life, she took comfort because she was confident of the hope she had in Jesus Christ. Not a hope that, I'm hoping this just happens and it all comes true and I hope it's true. No, but a secure expectation of trust, knowing that it will. Trust that God will fulfill his promises. Robin and all of us in this room are not ready for her to leave. But in this very moment, right now in this moment, she would want nothing different for herself. She's in a place experiencing a life she never knew possible. She wouldn't want us to grieve for her in any way. We grieve for those of us who are here, who mourn her loss because she's not in our life, but not where she's at. Listen to the promise that Jesus gives us that we can hold on to out of John chapter 14. Jesus said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you, not as the world gives, I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." Jesus promises us a home after this life and a peace that is ours until we get there. The Apostle Peter tells us, cast all your anxiety on him, Jesus, because he cares for you. This is what he wants from you and I today. How does this work? How do we cast all our anxiety upon him and receive this peace that he offers? Right now we grieve and we have this loss in our hearts and that doesn't want to go away. God wants us, though, to hand it to him, the loss, the emptiness, the pain. We do this because we know we can trust him. We know we can trust him in these difficult times. We were never designed to grieve alone. And that's why he wants us with him, resting in him. When we ignore our pain or mask it through some behavioral process, we essentially bypass the Creator that wants to be there for us. He wants to be in our lives, in both the good times and the difficult ones. As the psalmist writes, he wants to be our rock and our hiding place and our fortress in times of trouble. He wants our lives safely in his hands, because there's no other place that we want to be. And if we have trusted Jesus as personal Savior, one day we will walk into this beautiful place with a loving God, with no more sorrow, no more pain. Look how it's described in Scripture. "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning or crying or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.'" Robin's earthly journey is now over, and her eternal one has just begun. She's no longer experiencing the pain, the physical pain, and just the pain of this life that we go through. She's no longer clinging to this life. She's no longer wondering why. She is now in the very presence of God. Today we celebrate the life of a woman we loved who chose to share her journey with us. We will miss her, her smile, her laughter, her sweet spirit, but we release her to arrive at her final destination, the open arms of her Heavenly Father. Please pray with me. Lord, we do release Robin to you. We let go and we place her in your hands. And we pray that for the years to come, you would comfort this family and these friends. May they sense your presence and your passionate love for them. May they allow you to carry them as they mourn and they grieve and move forward in this life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.
If you would please join me in standing once again. This modern hymn was Robin's absolute favorite. She loved listening to it. She loved singing it. So please join me.
Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied.
Thank you so much for being here, and Robin's family invites you to join them for fellowship and a light refreshments in their Family Life Center. That's just right out these doors through the copper top into our gym over there, and we hope that you would join us. And at this time, I'd like to ask Joe and family, you can make your way back, and everyone else will then follow. Again, thanks for being here. The guest book is right out here. If you did not get a chance to sign that, run the way out, you can do that. It'll also be in the Family Life Center as well.